欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。我们先聊聊在工作当中有哪一些是你需要感恩的呢？ Your boss， 你的老板。 Your boss is a significant part of your employment. Their recognition for you, their support of youand their confidence in you. If you find yourself expressing thanks for your understanding, incredible boss, congrats, relish it and appreciate it. If the opposite is true and your boss is toxic, then it's time to seriously start looking for a new job. 老板是你工作中重要的一部分，他们对你的认可，对你的支持和对你的信任。如果你发现你在向通情达理的、令人难以置信的老板表达谢意，那么恭喜你，欣赏并感激吧。如果相反，老板非常刻薄，那么是时间认真的开始找一个新的工作了。The environment， 环境。Do you work in an inclusive environment where it's a joy to come to work? You respect the company's values?And also the workspace. Is your commute not only doable, but dare I say enjoyable? A time to listen to your favorite podcast. Or if you live in a city, rock out to a brisk 30-minute walk each way. As you write your gratitude lists, rank them as to what's most important to you, but really,The different aspects of the environment should be at the top. Ultimately, do you like where you work? 你在这样一个包容的环境，工作是享受的。你尊重公司的理念以及工作场所，工作吗？上班不仅可以行，而且我可以说很享受。倾听你最喜欢音频的时间，或者呢，居住在城市。上下班都有轻快的30分钟步行的时间，在写下感恩清单的时候呢，根据他们对你的重要性列出来。环境的不同方面呢，应当在最上面。最后，你喜欢工作的地方吗 ？Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是下来的一小话题，工作当中你最应该感恩的一些小事情。第一 ，your boss， 你的老板 ；the environment， 环境。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语哦。